Consequence Podcast Network. Bora hey, Iconic Army.
Bora hey.
So this week, Permission to Dance on Stage, the live album, came out. And we already love this album so much. We've both listened to it, I feel like, multiple times at this point. And it just feels so nostalgic. And it's definitely taken us back to our own experience at Permission to Dance in LA. Like, for me, when I was listening to it, once Telepathy came on, like, I was already vibing with the whole album, right? Like, every single medley, loving the live vocals and everything. But when Telepathy came on, all I could think about was them riding those lifts around the arena. And, like, Bethany, our biases ended up on the same lift. And they were, like, right in front of us because we were only four rows back from that, like, first level. Like, it was just so surreal. And hearing that song, hearing the live version of that song from LA, I was just transported right back there.
Taken right back there. You bringing up that makes me remember how we knew nothing about that concert and we saw them get on the lift. So we're like, what's happening? What are they doing? What are they on?
Right.
And the realization together, because we were like four rows back from like right where they were going by on those lifts. And we're like, oh my God, like they're coming right by us. Like we're going to see them. And how perfect that, it was our biases. It was Jimin, Namjoon, J-Hope, and V on the same one. So cool. I'm loving the album too. I think when I heard about it, I was not super excited about it just because we know all of the songs. We went and saw them in LA. And so I'm like, oh yeah, it'll be cool to have the live versions. I was more excited for just like hearing the different backtracks that they have during the concert. But no, the second On came on, the very first song, I was obsessed. And I was really drawn in with those live vocals and it made me miss them so much. It just, I felt like I could feel their energy and charisma through the album and the live vocals. Like you feel it and experience it at the concert. And it, like you were saying, it's just like transports you there. It's crazy that you can feel their energy through the album like that, hearing the live vocals on these tracks. It's crazy.
Yeah. Ugh. It's so awesome.
Also obsessed with the transitions and the blend of the songs. It's peak. It's amazing. Like Blue and Gray into Black Swan and Blood, Sweat and Tears into Fake Love. It was just, it's perfect. I was taken
everything.
Back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We both.
It reminded me of how fucking good that set list was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, damn, so good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just even like the alternate versions of like Fire. And I'm pretty sure like Boy With Love has a lot of different backtracking too. Ugh, it's we're rocking out to it. We love it. I ended up enjoying this album way more than I expected. I think I had really no expectation other than, oh, it's cool, live album. Hadn't thought about that. And then hearing it, it's just like you're basically experiencing the concert by listening through the album. And it's just so cool.
Totally. I feel like I didn't have like aspirations of buying this album, like the actual hard copy. And now I feel like this will definitely be one of the albums that I need a hard copy of. Like I need the photo cards. Like what if it's like photos from the concert? Like I haven't really looked too much into it, but like I want it and I need it. So I do really enjoy this album and it's just I'm living for it. I'm living for the live vocals, hearing the fans scream in the background, hearing the, you know, the different backtracks that they use in a concert, you know, like it's just, it's so good.
The ad libs, the runs that, I mean, Kayla texted me, I'm like, Jimin is such a siren. He really is.
Oh my God,
like his live vocals can't be matched.
Seriously. Ugh. He stands out in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
So we are loving it. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we are doing, oh my God, our second to last ship series ever.
Wow.
It's crazy. Our longest running series is almost complete. I think our third episode of the podcast ever was a ship series back in 2018, like February, March 2018. So it's crazy that we have still not finished it, but this is the second to last one. We still have to do Hope Cook, but since Jin is on tour and Yoongi just got back to us, we want to talk about Yoonjin. So we're going to talk about Yoonjin today. And we are so excited to talk about them.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and like Kayla was saying, we're going to talk about Yoonjin, which is the pairing of Min Yoongi and Kim Seokjin. This has been a ship that we've been eager to talk about just because they are pretty popular in terms of how many interactions they have with each other and such. So we are thrilled to be talking about them.
Yeah, so excited to get into it. Before we do, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode docs, our virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening. So yeah, I forgot to mention how we set up our ship episodes because it's been so long since we've done this. We usually have like an intro, just some background information on them, their nicknames and such. And then we get into romantic or flirtatious moments, which, spoiler, there's not many of those for this pairing.
They're not like a big skinship pair, you know?
Not very touchy. Yeah. But there are so many friendship moments that we're going to get to in the second half of the episode. All right.
Yeah.
So this ship has a couple names. The most popular ship name is Yoonjin. And then the nicknames that they have is they refer to themselves as Sin, which I think is hilarious. It's Suga and Jin, Sin. Then they also are nicknamed Eternal Roommates and Ex-Eternal Roommates, which I think is hilarious because they're like forever, but not, you know.
Right.
But they have been roommates for a really long time. Obviously, they're very grown now and have a lot more money that they don't have to be roommates. But they were in the dorm together pretty much all through the BTS history. They were rooming together. So the ARMYs that ship Yoonjin refer to themselves as Sinners. So that's like the shipper's name, which I think is hilarious and probably one of the best nicknames ever. Ship the Sinners.
Yeah, I think the best one for sure.
Yeah.
So funny.
So just some general facts about this ship. Both of them met in 2011 and they're both the oldest members of the group with only a 3-month age gap. And this is kind of hilarious. Kayla, you and I were just laughing about this because Jin really takes advantage of that small age gap to be Suga's senior. Like, he's just barely older, but he pulls the young card a lot.
Yeah, I feel like even if he were only like 3 days older, he would still pull the young card all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just surprised me that they're so close in age that it's literally a 3-month gap because of how much elder Jin acts to all of the members, you know?
Yeah,
But I love it.
I thought their age gap was more than that. I thought it was like a year for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably because they're both born in different years. That might be it.
92 and 93, yeah.
Yeah. So they both play the piano. We can say that with confidence now as Jin is playing piano live at his tour. And then they're both very good friends, and ARMY knows them so much for their love of fishing together. We'll talk a lot about that in today's episode, is all their little fishing journeys that they've gone on.
Yeah.
They're both also introverted, and they're both a part of the Young Line.
We always have to get into Korean blood type, and also I love astrology stuff, so we talk about the sign compatibility with them as well. So if you haven't listened to a ship series before, in Korea, one way that they can kind of personality type you is by referring to your blood type. And they, at least where we've been looking, they haven't been distinguishing between like positive and negative, but both Jin and Yoongi are blood type O. So they share the same type of personality traits as far as blood typing. So we got this info from masksheets.com, but it says that people with blood type O are natural born leaders and well-rounded individuals. I already agree with that for both of them. Like, they're both such leaders and they do have so many different hobbies and interests. They're outgoing and optimistic and not afraid to say what's on their mind. I feel like that is so Jin. Like, that is him to a T.
Mm-hmm. And then, also, you have to differentiate like outgoing and introverted, like both can exist, right? Like Jin is very much outgoing, but likes his alone time to be able to recharge.
Right. And he, I forget what his whole like Myers-Briggs is, but he is an introverted type. And I think that's so true to him because he loves to just like stay home and be on his video games and just like have that alone time. And he values downtime so much. He's one of the main members that like values that time and says how important it is and encourages the other members to do it. Another thing about blood type O is that they can carry a conversation with confidence, but they would much rather speak with actions than with words. And this made me think about Yoongi because we always see him as kind of like the silent caretaker of the group and the way that he'll just like nonchalantly hand a member a water bottle or, you know, bring them food to eat or something like that. It is said also that blood type O's are ambitious and they work to succeed in what they do, which I think is very, very accurate for both Jin and Yoongi. They're both very ambitious and very good at like executing that successfully.
Yeah, I think Jin shows that with going and doing his own solo tour and also for doing like Kian's Bizarre B&B and his own Run Jin series. I mean, he has been busy on top of like 2 album releases for his solo work. I mean, it's a lot. He's done
killing
a lot.
It, for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, Min Yoongi goes without saying.
Like, he's talked about his ambition, like taking over his whole life. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have a pretty compatible signs. Jin is a Sagittarius and Yoongi is a Pisces. So these two signs, it can kind of be like a mixed bag on if they get together super well. Like they can kind of be hot and cold at times, but they complement each other really well in friendship, like having a fulfilling friendship that values spontaneity, emotional depth, and shared curiosity. So, I mean, I see that come out in them for sure. And both signs value creativity and having a deep understanding of the world. And I think, like, you know, Yoongi is such a creative person and Jin, he's so wise. I mean, they're both really wise, but Jin will just like hit you with that like short quip of wisdom out of nowhere where he just like simplifies everything, all of your problems into one sentence. And it's like, oh, okay. But Yoongi can like offer that sage advice at the same time. And then Jin, his Sagittarius side, can help Yoongi step out of his comfort zone. So I think like as a duo with their signs, they also balance really, really well.
Yeah, I think so too. And also that deeper understanding of the world and just going back to Jin, I feel like Sagittarius, like they are ruled by Jupiter, which is like the planet of philosophy. So I think it's like this hidden part of Sagittarius that people don't really know about is that they do have like more of a philosophical mindset. And so I can see why Jin, like just randomly, like out of nowhere, you see this like super funny guy be spitting words of like complete wisdom. And yeah, I love seeing that Yoongi tends to be that member who offers a lot of really great advice, but you see him confide in Jin a lot, and Jin is able to provide that for Yoongi. Like, Yoongi needs that person, too, who kind of can give him some wisdom. Yeah.
Wow, I love that you said that. And I see that in you as a Sagittarius, like the philosophical side. You're a very philosophical person.
I think you are, too. I was kind of curious to see the sign compatibility between Sag and Pisces just because of the fire, water. Like, I immediately think that they're not really a great pair. But like you were saying, it can be like hot and cold with these signs. But these two are so close. Like, you can tell that they work really well together.
Yeah, I think it depends on the individual too, right? Like, blood typing or signs are not everything. So a lot of it is like their own temperament too. But these two just happen to have like the traits that work together really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's get into some flirtatious moments between these two, because there are some. There are. So during Festa 2017, they did a Home Blood, Sweat, and Tear parody, which I have this linked in our doc. You guys should definitely go look at it, because I have even missed this piece of content. I maybe had seen it once, like way, way back, but it's actually pretty funny. So in this parody, they show Jin and Suga being roommates, and Suga has angel wings on, and he's pretending to be a part of the music video where the fallen angel statue is there. And so in their room together, Jin goes up to Suga and pretends like he's gonna go and kiss him, like he does the statue in the music video, and Suga slaps him away and says, "Young, are you out of your mind? Like, you gotta be kidding me." But what's even cuter about this is, like, not only was Jin about to go and kiss Suga, Suga, after he slaps him, like, charges him and, like, basically goes into, like, wrestling him on the bed. Like, it's hilarious seeing these two do this with each other. It is a part of a parody, but it's a little flirty. Like, you see them kind of, you know.
Yeah.
It'll get a little bit more from them, right? Like, touching-wise.
Like we said, their, like, skinship is rare. Like, they're not those type of people together. Like, this is not Taehyuk. This is not, you know, Jimin and Taeyang, you know? So this is not the Maknaes. These are the elders. These are, you know, they can be more reserved on that. But that is definitely a super funny and a little bit flirty moment here. And I think Jin he would have gone for it. Like, I mean, he would have just... He
I think he would have kept
Yoongi
going.
To stop him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yoongi stopped him pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Real quickly, going back to skinship, Kayla, I don't know if you saw, but like in one of the most recent like Bangtan videos that they put on YouTube, like behind the scenes for Jin's concert, you see Yoongi like backstage when Jin like is either done with the concert or is about to start the concert. And they're standing next to each other. And I saw ARMYs commenting how they were like, love that Yoonjin always have Jesus between them, because like there's like a, like they're pretty far apart. Like they, yeah. They just like they could be standing a little bit closer to each other. But yeah, it just shows that they really don't like touch a whole lot.
Right.
So another flirtatious moment is Jin once called him and Yoongi soulmates, saying that they are so compatible with each other. Like, if they were to drive 4 hours together, he said that on that drive, they would talk nonstop the whole time, that they wouldn't stop talking, which is says a lot, you know, that they just could converse forever and are so comfortable with each other.
Yeah. And this is not the only time that Jin or Yoongi called each other soulmates. Like, they've done it. I mean, jokingly or not, they've done it, and just they feel that they get along so well that they feel that connection. So I love that. They once did a V-Live throwback, V-Live, eating Korean barbecue together, and Jin suggested that they feed each other and stare into each other's eyes while doing it. And Yoongi was basically like, what the fuck? Like, why would you want to do this? And Jin is like, come on, you know ARMY would want it, you know? And so, like, after a little bit of pestering from Jin, Jin is, like, holding up, like, meat wrapped in lettuce, like, right to Yoongi's mouth, like, basically take it, you know? And Yoongi finally, like, opens his mouth and lets Jin feed him. But it was just so funny. And then he was like, okay, no more. Like, no more of this.
I love that he knew how to convince Yoongi to do it. Like, you know that ARMY would want it. And of course, Yoongi's like, I'm not going to say no now. Like,
right.
If ARMY wants it, fine.
Right. He tied him. Later on in a Weverse Live with multiple members hanging out, J-Hope put a piece of chocolate halfway into Jin's mouth. Like, Jin bit down on it. The front of it is like outside of his mouth, and Jin started teasing Yoongi, telling him to come eat the other half out of his mouth. Like, come on, let's kiss.
I love this. Oh. And he's so funny too, like his eyes are real wide and he's like like a fish out of water, like, you know, bobbling over towards Yoongi, trying to get him to take this piece of chocolate.
He's like, why not come on, eat this chocolate. There's also, I think, to me personally, this is like the most cutesy, flirtatious, like romantic moment that I saw of theirs. And this is like our last kind of moment of these ones. But there was a behind-the-scenes clip from their Wings tour, and it was actually when they were on tour and they were in Newark. But Yoongi tried to teach Jin how to hold and play the guitar back then. And he was standing behind him. And it's kind of cute because Jin is so much taller. So Yoongi is kind of like peeking over Yoongi's shoulder, Yoongi's peeking over Jin's shoulder, like wrapping his arms around him, strumming the strings with him. And like Jin even commented about how Yoongi was breathing on his neck. And it was like, it was very cute. I really liked that moment.
Yeah, I feel like it's your typical romantic moment, you know, where you're learning how to golf or something and the guy shows you how to do a swing, you know, hold it. I mean, that's exactly it. But it's so funny because Jin is so much bigger than Yoongi. And so, yeah, it's really cute seeing Yoongi trying to wrap his arms around Jin and around the guitar to, like, help him play.
Yeah.
It was a really sweet romantic moment between these two. Yeah. Very, very cute.
I loved it so much.
All right, well, let's get into the friendship moments because we have plenty of these to talk about. We have to start off with them going fishing together often. We know that this has happened at least like 3 times that we know of, but probably way more than that. And Suga has said that he really doesn't enjoy fishing. Like, he doesn't like going, but since Jin does, he'll always go with him. And there was a time where they all got gifts for each other. This was like, I don't know if it was like a Run BTS. It seemed like a season finale episode of Run BTS that they're all sitting around a bonfire and they got gifts for each other. And so Suga jokingly got Jin a present filled with Suga merchandise, like fans with Yoongi's face on it. And Jin kind of laughs and everything. And Yoongi's like, what do you think? What do you think of it? And Jin said, It's okay because I know we're going to go fishing together. Like, yeah. He's like, this is acceptable because I know that your real present to me is that you're going to go fishing with me. And I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, I just love that too because Jin is someone who is very typical of giving like RJ merch. You know, he will gift people like Jin merch anytime and be like, it's a gift to you. Worldwide Handsome, like, you're welcome. And so I think it's funny that Suga kind of did the same thing back to him and was like, here's some of like your own gift giving right here. And then like Jin, I mean, what could he say, you know, but letting it slide because they're going to go fishing together. I love.
Yoongi also another time said that that even if he doesn't catch a fish, he just does it because Jin loves fishing. So he said like 2 comments very similar to each other. About how, if I don't catch a fish, it's fine because I'm fishing with Jin, you know? So he, I think, is like, again, going back to that actions speak louder than words, we know, and that his way of expressing love for Jin is that he's going to be there fishing with him, even if he doesn't really care for fishing.
Yeah, I think they enjoy the quality time together and enjoy that, you know, it's kind of like a quiet, peaceful activity away from the stressors of life. And I just that it's something that they can do that's just separate. And I will say that since they've gone fishing together, even though Yoongi says that he doesn't really like fishing, he's gone fishing by himself since then. So Jin must have rubbed off on him at least a little bit, and he can appreciate the activity now. And I'm sure that anytime either of them go fishing, if they're not together, they're thinking about the other person. You know, they're like,
yes, I want to go fishing with my friend. That's so sweet to think about that. Yeah. Also, by the way, if you hear my baby screaming in the background, she's eating. So
if you just heard my dog lapping up a bunch of water in the background, she just did that like 3 feet away from me. So no problems with babies screaming. It's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write us a review about it. Tell us how cute she is. Okay, so
Millie.
Poor Millie.
She's okay. She's with Corey.
What's she
eating? Also like it's bedtime. A banana.
Oh, she loved banana.
I know. She's done. She's going to sleep.
She's going ready to go to bed. It is like almost bedtime. Okay, so just to go on with some of these friendship moments, during the 2017 BTS home party, They won the award for Best Roommates of 2017. They were so serious about this. Everybody on stage were like standing in the groups of their roommates, and it was freaking hilarious. They were given Lays and trophies, and all of the members like rushed them to center stage, and they were like, Jin and Yoongi, Roommates of the Year 2017. Like, they were acting like award show announcers. And both, you know, Jin and Yoongi, they hammed it up like they just won freaking Album of the Year. They hugged for like 30 seconds. They acted like they were crying, like wiping their eyes, turning away from camera, like yes. shaking, like they're sobbing. And they both did obnoxiously emphatic speeches. Like, Yoongi went first and he was thanking ARMY for the support. And then when Jin got the microphone, he like screamed like, Bang PD, and like still acting like he was crying. And he screamed, ARMY, I love you. And like they were thanking so much. And like Yoongi had said, like, it makes me so happy I can make music that touches people's hearts. And they're promising to come back more and better in the future. Like, really taking this Best Roommates of 2017 award to the max.
It's like love this moment. Mama speech for our Album of the Year. Or Artist of the Year. Yeah.
Just hilarious of both of them. I doubt that they like planned it, you know, or like maybe they did like, oh, if we win, we're going to be really crazy with this. But I just thought that mm-hmm. it was such a great representation of who they are, because they can just mm-hmm. feed off of each other and just go all in and like not take it too seriously, you know?
Yeah.
On another BTS home party in 2019, Sin both covered each other's songs, where Jin did a cover of Intro Nevermind and Yoongi did a cover of Jin's Awake. And I gotta say, like, Jin, he didn't do too bad for Nevermind. Like, he was really going into it. And although all of the members were absolutely clowning on Yoongi for his singing and like lack of hitting the high notes, which, come on, it's very difficult to do. When we're talking about Jin's vocals here. But Yoongi was also going all out for Awake, doing as best as he could. So that was another really fun and funny moment. And just like, I love that they decided to switch songs here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Jin really did not. I mean, he did a pretty good job with Nevermind. And Yoongi, of course, like, no one can sing those high notes in Awake like Jin can.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So another moment is Jin joined Yoongi on Suchwita, and in the episode, Yoongi opened up saying that he was regretful of how greedy he is and how much he's overworked himself. And Jin comforted him, saying that it's because of his drive that he and they have accomplished so much, and that he can do better taking care of himself now that he's reflecting on it, which is just so wise. And like, validating Yoongi and like saying, hey, it's okay that you've worked so hard and accomplished so much, and mm-hmm. you can't change the past, but moving forward, you now have that reflection and you can think to take better care of yourself in the future and rest a little bit more. And Yoongi said that he needs to be more optimistic, like Jin, to which Jin humorously replied that you don't have to, you just have to live mindlessly. And again, Jin hitting home with those words of wisdom, you know. Ugh, it's fantastic to see just like them talking to each other this way and offering advice to each other back and forth. And then Yoongi also wondered what he would be doing if he wasn't doing music. And Jin said that he'd be successful regardless. And Yoongi said that Jin would be an actor if mm-hmm. they weren't doing music. And again, we just love this dynamic between them. Yoongi feeling comfortable enough with opening up while Jin offers some really great support, sound wisdom, and just lightens up the room a little bit with some humor, lighten up some of the topic with how heavy it can get. And then also on Suchwita, Jin shared how if Yoongi had been out drinking when they were roommates, that Yoongi would come in and be all sappy with him and express how much he loves him, which, I mean, if you've ever been out drinking with like some of your best friends, there's always a moment in the night where you're like huddled up together. I love you so much. Like, you know, you start getting all emotional right, with them about right. how much you care about them. And it's cute to envision Yoongi doing this to Jin.
Totally.
Yeah. Like yeah. just in the middle of the night in their dorm room. So cute.
Yeah, I love that.
Also, Jin shared on the Sutrata that if he had to live with anyone, if he had to choose to live with anyone, it wouldn't be his brother or his parents or even Jungkook, but that it would be Yoongi. And what? He seemed genuine in those comments. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. I feel like that says so much because how many idols would choose to live with their roommate that they, you know, had to live with in dorms or whatever for all their contract years, you know, like their first contract or whatever, would later on say, I would still live with you. Like, to have that kind of relationship and friendship, that has to be so rare. And I love that I think it just shows how well they get along and how deep their connection and their bond is that, you know, a lot of people talk about Jin and Jungkook and their relationship and how fun they are. And, you know, and they're great, like the Maknae and the Young and, you know, being chaotic together and funny and whatever. But it's like this simple, calm, peaceful and wonderful friendship that Jin and Yoongi have that he's like, you know what? I could still be roommates with you. I really love that. I think that's very sweet. Uh-huh.
It shows how comfortable they are too. Like,
yeah,
anyone could live with their parents, obviously, because you've lived with them your whole life. And he's still saying, yeah, even my own family, I would rather live with you. That's the soulmate connection coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. Even over his own brother. Like, really. Mm-hmm. On a talk show once, let me read what I wrote here a little bit better. But on a talk show once, Yoongi was asked what makes him laugh nowadays, and he replied, Jin. He said he has some kind of obsession of lightening the atmosphere, and Jin replied that he likes that kind of vibe. He likes to lighten the atmosphere. He enjoys doing that and offering that. I just love that. I love that, you know, that was
Yoongi's
first response.
I love that he says he's
obsessed
with it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah,
he's
he has
like,
an obsession of doing it.
You don't just lighten up the atmosphere. Like, you're adamant about it. Like, mm-hmm. You have to do it. You're obsessed doing it.
That's a Sagittarius. He's like, you are going to have a good time. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Back in their roommate days, I love this fun fact. They put their beds together right next to each other, slid them up. And it was so that they could watch movies together at night. They said that they would go pick out and buy DVDs together. And then Yoongi would often suggest movie nights. And Jin was like, oh, like sometimes I'd be tired. But because Yoongi wanted to stay up and watch, I would stay up and watch with him just to spend the time together and have the quality time. And I just think that's so cute.
It's like a sleepover. Yeah. That's all I can think of it as. Like, they're roommates, but then they have sleepover nights where they're not just roommates. They're, like, pushing the beds up next to each other.
Right.
What movie are we going to watch? Like, I wonder where they, like, got their DVDs. Like, I think it's cute, like, how they decided on the movie and everything.
Right.
Like,
I wonder what, like, their favorite movie to watch together was. Like, what were they picking out, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's so fun. It is like a sleepover. It's like we're best friends, but also roommates. That's great.
Yeah. It also just sounds so comforting too. Like, I just think of all the times, like with my sisters, that we decided on what movie we're going to watch. And we're just going to sit down for the night and watch it together. It's like comforting. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel at ease. Yeah.
Totally.
Very sweet. We often think of Jin as the cook of BTS, but over the years, throughout various Bangtan Bombs and just live content in the soup and such, we've seen both of them cooking together a lot and providing a lot of delicious meals for their younger brothers. So this is also cute and sweet to see that they work so well together, not only as friends, but also cooking meals together. And I just picture the two oldest members feeding the Maknaes and everything, like just their younger brothers. And it's so, so sweet and so cute. And again, Jin is probably the better cook, but I also think of Yoongi as the grill master, always out there grilling.
Oh, totally. Yoongi's
he always
got
wants
the
to be helping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think like Yoongi would have seen, you know, his roommate Jin working on this meal and he's like, I can help, you know. He's always out there on the grill. Jin is making, you know, like the side dishes or like the noodles or whatever. And I love, like, there was a clip from In the Soup where Yoongi had made some soup, some actual soup. And Jin like tasted it and was like, wow, like, oh, this is so good, you know, like giving Yoongi that like stamp of approval. So yeah, and I love that. I love thinking about the two eldest members like taking care of their younger brothers with feeding them. Mm-hmm. throwing it back to a stage recording of Spring Day. There was like a Bangtan Bomb from behind the scenes of that. And I feel like this is such an iconic moment. I think everyone has seen it. It's where Yoongi is off in the distance and Jin is narrating Yoongi's thoughts from afar. So as Yoongi is like sitting in the dark, staring blankly ahead, like just resting in between scenes or whatever, Jin narrated, "Ah, I want to go home. When is this over? I want to sleep. I want to be born as a rock in my next life so I don't have to do anything. Can I lay down here?" And then he turned the camera. He was like, this was a peering into, you know, the mind of Min Yoongi. Like, I think Jin kind of got this because Yoongi had previously, earlier in an earlier HYYH interview, had said that he wants to be a rock in his next life just so he can stay still. So Jin was just bringing that back. I also, as an RM bias, I have to throw this in. Right after Yoongi said, "I want to be a rock," RM said, "Oh yeah, and I want to be grass," which I have never heard that part of it before, but I think that's so funny and so him.
That like, is funny. And it makes a lot of sense too.
Yeah,
I could just see RM saying that. But yeah, also just the nature lover that he is.
Totally.
Wanting to be the green grass
right.
on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember this Bangtan so vividly, this Bangtan Bomb, because yeah, it was pretty hilarious and pretty accurate of what might be going through Yoongi's mind in that moment. Spot on. Just spot on.
Spot on for sure. Yeah.
So during In the Soup, all of the members sat around asking and answering questions, and Jin was answering as if he were Yoongi from like Yoongi's perspective. We just have to go through these because it's just, again, pretty spot on for what Yoongi would potentially say.
Mm-hmm.
So the question was, when do you feel the most free? And Jin answered for Yoongi saying, "When I make music. If you want to feel free, then just make music." Another question was, "What's one item you must take everywhere?" And Jin said, "If I leave the house without my work equipment, I feel nervous." Which
I think he was like that's poking how much a little he knows. Fun.
Yeah.
I mean, he does Maybe know him very well. Bit. Yeah. But by the end of this, Yoongi is like, "My whole life isn't music." And the rest of the members are like, "Yes, it is. Like, what are you talking about?"
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Another question was, "Would you rather have a well-planned vacation or a spontaneous trip?" And Jin answered for Yoongi saying, "Before heading on a trip, I prepare carefully and take everything I need. But once I'm on the trip, there is no planning from there." And Yoongi wholeheartedly agreed with this one, saying, "That's right, like absolutely." And this also made me think of a separate time from like the earlier days when Jin complimented Suga for being mature and having packed emergency medicine on a trip. Like he was so prepared. And Jin said, quote, "He almost fell for a man" after being so impressed with Suga's like preparedness. And so I feel like it's perfect him having said that. And then his response to this was that, yes, he would be prepared for the trip. He knows Yoongi would be prepared. But once he's there, he just wants to chill.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
It also made me think of a lot of their times when they did Bon Voyage and they went to Malta. And Yoonjin, like, they went shopping together. They were walking through the streets together. Like, they spent a lot of time together in Malta just chilling, you know? And it's like, yeah, I could see, like, Yoongi had everything, like, pre-planned. By the time he got there, he just knew what he wanted to do and whatever. And Jin was just, like, there for it. You know, like, already knew what type of, like, how the time was going to be. Seeing them, like, travel together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the members really love this and In the Soup that they were all cracking up at all the answers and responses that Jin had for Yoongi because they really were so accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I love that clip of them. It's so funny and so cute. A little bit of like, you know, making fun of Yoongi a little bit of just like, "You're so serious about your music all the time." But like, he can't deny it. You know, it is who he is. Yeah. One thing I also want to talk about with them, this is coming up, I think, on one of our last moments, but we're still going to talk about pictures. If you go and watch like Run BTS episodes, especially ones where there's like some sort of competition between members, or like some sort of game, or like the one where they all are like fake running a city and stuff. They are always freaking scheming together. They are scheming and plotting behind the scenes to figure out how they can bend the rules in their favor by helping each other out. Like, they've been seen colluding to give each other stickers and tickets and, like, you know, telling each other secret information that, like, the other person isn't supposed to know. And, like, telling them, like, things that they're looking for just so that one of them can win. And then they'll say, like, oh, well, like, we'll split the prize. And then they'll handshake on it and, like, go and, like, do their own thing, basically. I think that's so funny. They also, during the zombie episode, they use, like, toilet paper and found, like, a ripped shirt and, like, dressed Yoongi up like a zombie, wrapped his face up with toilet paper, and then, like, they would go through all the zombies to, and, like, Jin was making Yoongi act like a zombie so that the other zombies avoided them. Like, just, like, you know, totally breaking the game. You know, the scheming. I just love it. And you... You just know.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You can see that Jin is never a rule follower, and all it takes is for Jin to pitch the idea, and Yoongi's like, oh, so I don't actually have to play the game? Yeah, sure. Okay, right. Let's do it. Like, there's no convincing. He's like, absolutely, Jin, you lead the way. I'm here. I support you. Like, let's do it. Yeah, I totally see this. All of the Run BTS episodes. It's because they're up against, like, Jungkook, you know, and just
they don't want the Maknaes to beat them. Yeah, anything to win. I do agree with you.
Yeah, Yoongi in any Run BTS episode too, he doesn't actually want to play the games. He just wants to be the MC and like run the show, but not actually participate in any of it.
Right.
So I could see like if Jin's like, "Hey, let's bend the rules," he's like, "Okay, yeah, sure."
Yeah, he's like, "Hell yeah!"
I don't want to actually
didn't
want
to be here. Yeah, I know. That's such a fun dynamic to me. And when the cameras catch it, it's always so funny. So I love it so much. Let's talk about some pictures of them.
I love all of the pictures of them fishing together. Yeah. You know, them standing side by side at like some ungodly early hour of the morning to catch the early fish. And they're both in like their bright orange life jackets standing on a ship where Jin is like, super into it, like he's like, I'm determined to get a fish, and he's just there half awake, half asleep, like, okay, like I'm present. Yeah, but they look so cute together.
They're so cute. They're all bundled up because it's cold, because it's the morning. Like they're wearing gloves and what I love about this picture too is that Yoongi's giving a thumbs up. He's like, I'm here, I'm good, you know, I'm having a good time. And Jin is like serving face. Like, when is he not? But he's like worldwide handsome right here with my fishing rod. Like, I will catch a tuna. It looks like, you know, I think this was one of the first times that they went fishing together too.
Yeah, it is. This is still when they were like, it was big hit entertainment.
Yeah, they are so funny.
Another picture that comes up frequently when you look up Yoonjin is them at like some fan event, like a fan sign event. And Yoongi has these like little, they look like cat ears, but they could be like black devil horns, like a headband on his head.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a black jacket, like very dark. He's got dark hair. And then Jin is next to him, and Jin is got pink hair. He's got a white like cozy sweatshirt on. And you could tell that Army was like asking for a picture of them together or something. And Yoongi has this like frowning pout, like, I don't want to be doing this. Hands crossed, like interlocked with each other. And then Jin is next to him doing a half heart, big smile, big grin on his face. Couldn't be happier. Like, they just look polar opposite here. It's a great photo.
This is like the black cat golden retriever relationship, like in a photo.
That's
like,
exactly it.
This, I mean, this is one of my favorite photos of them. I just think like Yoongi's little pout with Jin's like pink hair and beaming smile, like the half hand heart happening. Like, it's so cute. It's adorable. Yeah. Such a good moment of them.
It's very much like you love me and you know it. But Yoongi's not going to show it.
Yeah, he's just like not going to show it, not willing to be cutesy. Yeah, for sure. Jin is like, well, I love him. So cute. I love it.
Another really cute photo of them. I just think I've seen some armies refer to them as like Blackpink Yoonjin, which is where there has been a lot of like moments where Jin is in pink and Yoongi, of course, is in black. So there's a couple pictures of that. And one of them is from like that BTS home party, I think 2017, where they covered, Yoongi covered Awake and Jin did Intro Nevermind.
Yeah.
And in the practice studio, they're just practicing and being super cute. And there's a photo of them in that Blackpink outfit. And then there's another time where, I don't know if they were at like a BTS museum type of thing, like an army museum that they went to go visit. And Jin is in like a super puffy, super soft looking pink coat. And he went to go get his picture taken and Yoongi kind of popped in and like photobombed it a little bit. And of course is giving like a thumbs up with that like right. little gummy Yoongi grin.
Cute.
So cute.
So cute. Yeah. I love it. I had not heard of the Blackpink Jin Yoongi, but I love that. That's very fitting for mm-hmm. them. They're so cute. I love yes. these photos of them. I love like, oh, there's one from the end of a concert on the Love Yourself tour, and they're like holding hands on stage. You know, they're probably all about to bow, but just Jin's like mm-hmm. looking at Yoongi, and Yoongi's, you know, looking away or whatever. But it's just cute seeing them together. They have yeah. so many moments. Yeah. Oh, and this one picture looks like it's like from 2012. It looks so old, where they're like
it's
smiling and like
one.
Leaning their heads together. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sweet.
We'll have to post all these pictures to our Instagram when we share the episode so you guys can see them too. While you're listening, yeah. you can scroll through and be like, oh, the cuties. They're so cute. Really like for Yoonjin, Sin. The eternal roommates, ex-eternal roommates.
I love Sin.
I can't get over Sin. I think that's one of the best ship names. And by this time, there's only one ship we haven't done yet. I think we could declare like that's the best ship name out of all of them.
I can say it's the best ship name. Second to Sugar Cookie. Sugar Cookie's kind of cute. But
I still love
Sin
Sugar
is
Cookie.
Great because it's short. It's sweet. They are sitting together. They're misbehaving together, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, they're
like
breaking the rules. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I love about it, too, is that with the ship series, sometimes there's content that isn't, like, super shocking to us anymore because we're so familiar with all of it. And I had never heard of Sin, and I feel ashamed because, like, they refer to themselves as Sin. Like, how can you not know this?
I feel like when we watched that home party video way back when it actually came out, like, we just didn't even think anything of the title of, like, stage mm-hmm. unit Sin. Like, we're just like, okay, and moved on. I love learning something new, and the fact that they call themselves that I think is so iconic and hilarious.
Yeah.
Really, really love their friendship. Like, I think the fact that they were roommates for so many years obviously makes them closer and makes them like understand each other on a different level. Like when you have to live with someone, you have to learn a lot about compromise and compatibility and, you know, like just considering the other person in a different way because your lives are intertwined, you know, past work hours. And so I think like they, by this point, know each other so well and appreciate the other individual so much. And so I love that dynamic that they've gotten from being roommates. I think that it's a good balance.
Yeah. I love that dynamic too. And I agree with everything you say in terms of them being roommates and that closer development that they have just because of that outside of work hours, like mm-hmm. you were saying. Their friendship is truly special. There's something about them both being the oldest members of BTS that they have that connection. And I also feel that like Jin has a lot of like chaotic relationships within the group, but I feel that with Suga, it's not quite as chaotic. Like there's just this really deep, deep love and respect between the two that you could feel that they are a friendship that will last forever for sure.
Aww,
without a doubt.
Yeah.
I think all of the members will be best friends forever, but there's something about these two. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just, you know, earlier in the episode, we were talking about like that Suchuta moment and Yoongi and his like greed and his ambition and how he was feeling shameful around that, you know. And Jin was, you know, validating him, comforting him. And I just think with what you just said, like, Jin does have a lot of chaotic friendships within BTS. But with Yoongi, like, he slows down and Yoongi gets to slow down and gets to, like, you know, put a pause on, like, that ambition. And Jin helps him feel okay with that and provides him a space where it's possible, like, going fishing, you know? Like, I think Jin was like, this is a super relaxing activity. Like, let's get Yoongi in on it, you know? So I love the idea of them being like the friends that can slow down together and chill out together. Yeah.
That's a really great way to kind of wrap it up. Them slowing down together. Yeah. Those moments, the downtime moments, the going fishing where it's kind of out of your hands whether or not you catch a fish and all you can do is just stand there and take it easy.
Yeah. I love
that. Enjoy each other's company.
That's totally what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, why am I getting emotional? I love them so much.
I do too. We have a theory that all of our Jin content related episodes are just phenomenal. Like, it just always goes so well.
He just gives us such good content. Like, Kim Seok Jin, the worldwide handsome that you are. Well, we really, really enjoyed talking to y'all about Yoon Jin today. We hope that you enjoyed it too. Tell us some of your favorite Yoon Jin moments in the comments on Spotify and let us know what you thought about this episode. Either write us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, or, you know, comment on our Instagram post when we post the promo for this episode. We hope that you have had a great week. We're looking forward to more BTS content coming up as they're getting into their album creation process. We are so excited to find out more and tell you more. Of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS. Also note, Hope Cook is the last ship for the ship series.
We will do Hope Cook and then we'll end this series.
At some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Signing off.
Bye.